This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, good morning and welcome to Open for Business, the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. This morning on the show, we've got Norlisa Francis Nordin, the CEO and co-founder and founder of Certify Solutions. In today's fast-paced world where technology advances at an unprecedented rate, the integrity of academic and professional certifications has never been more crucial. Yet the dark shadow of fake certifications looms large, threatening not just the credibility of individuals, but also the very foundations of our education and professional institutions. Founded in 2023, Certify Solutions, a Malaysian startup, is on a mission to safeguard these certifications through the power of blockchain technology. Today, we'll dive into how Certify uses that blockchain tech to power its solutions and the depth of the problem that Norlisa wants to address. We'll also explore the company's origin story and the journey from its inception, where they are in their product market fit journey, and what lies ahead. Norlisa, welcome to the show, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I think, Norlisa, let's start a little bit with the motivations here, right? You are not, this is not your first rodeo, it's not the first business you started. In fact, Certify Solutions is kind of a spin-off from your previous business. Talk to us about the driving force or the motivations behind starting and pushing Certify Solutions.
Thank you so much. The motivation is really something of what I would describe as like a calling.
Okay.
Right? In a previous company, IntelliWare Solutions, Sendiri and Berhad, we have developed pretty much close to 12 solutions, covers all verticals. So among them, of course, we send out for a lot of pitch contests and so on. And so happened, Certify was selected, but I only get the notification like 6 months after that. I pretty much already forgot about the submission. And that started in WCIT, World Conference of IT 2022. So I was there and we delivered the speech with actually zero expectation.
Okay.
Zero expectation in a sense that it's a natural course in any entrepreneurship, you know, what you usually call as death valley, right? So I'm already in that death valley thinking like, oh, okay, I'm going to die anyway. So but so I was up there just to show up give my best showmanship up there. It's only 5 minutes, but to my surprise, I met with Cradle, and then they offered me like, "Have you applied for the grant?" Mm-hmm. I was aware about the grant. I have no intention to apply because you know the motivation was super low at that time.
Yeah.
So I said, "Can I get it?" So they said, "Okay, you can. Why not you try?" Mm. So I did submit it. Since I'm gonna submit, I did submit four, not only one. And to my surprise too, all four actually passed through the screening and we get selected to do the presentation.
So when you say four here, Norlisa, you're talking about four solutions that
four
you were working on.
Four other solutions inclusive of
Certify. So not just Certify.
Yes.
What were the other three?
If I can recall, there was one for Wakaf on blockchain. We have also banking for blockchain. And another one is donation on blockchain.
So all your work is very much blockchain focused and utilizing that technology.
Yes.
Maybe tell us a little bit about your background, right? Because again, as I mentioned, this is not your first rodeo. I think you started IntelliWare Solutions back in August 2021. And that was where you've actually built a lot of these solutions there and where Certify is kind of born out of.
Correct.
Talk to us about your background and how you got into the world of entrepreneurship.
Back 2015, I was already deciding to just retire and relax. So that was like 2015. So I did my master's. That's not on the purpose of career progression, no. Just for the fun of it. And then after I finished my master's, I have nothing to do. I somehow hopped into this IT company who does blockchain. That was back 2018. So pretty much, I think in 2018, not many people knows about blockchain. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about blockchain. I just somehow joined the company and learned everything from there. That's where I get all the exposure. I was the, the pioneer. Employee number 4.
Wow.
Besides the CEO and so. It's a public listed Japanese company. So my mandate was to take care of the operation. And that's where we started recruiting 40 students from UTM. All the CRIM students. And everybody had to go through the zero process of learning blockchain. And within half a year, we actually increased number by 90 programmers. And that's where I get all the exposure about the ICO, right? And all the everything about digital currency and so. So we was, back 2018, it was like, people have this very skeptical thinking about blockchain. It's very smart with the scammer thing, but we are not on that. Mm-hmm. We are the developers and our market is outside of Malaysia. It's yet legalized then. So, I have all the exposure, but the thing that really captures my attention is that this technology has so much value than just digital currencies.
It's not all about Bitcoin, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, it was not a pleasant experience when I keep getting calls like, oh, I lost my money in Bitcoin. Sir, you are calling the wrong person. So we don't do that. We don't do trading. We don't own any coins. We are just a developer.
Now, 2015, you were ready to retire. You went and did your master's for fun. 2018, you joined this Japanese IT company that was working on blockchain. What took you out from that company to starting your own business with IntelliWare?
Wow, as much as I'm going to run away from this question. I did not go out from the company. I was actually requested to have the local entity to cater for Malaysian government.
All right.
So our expertise is very unique in the country, especially with having 90 programmers, unheard of blockchain programmers. And we are called upon by the federal to come and help in certain areas.
Okay.
So, but the requirement is to have local entity. So that's where I come in to help the company both way. But I end up to become graduated from the whole entity because the Japanese company go back to their home country. They have different expansion. So then I'm here all alone.
Wow. So that's when you decided to start IntelliWare.
Correct. So unlike other entrepreneurs where the first day they started, they already know what they want to do, I don't. That ends up we developing like 12 softwares, not having a specific customer. So that takes a lot of money from me, half a million easily out of pocket. That's why I went through a very low motivation to move forward, really in death valley. So
that's why when you went for these competitions, you didn't really have that expectation that something will come out.
Yes.
I mean, that's more than fair, right? Because you were working at this company, then they left essentially.
Yeah.
And they left you and all the developers here.
When we established the local entity, not all the developers come with me. I will not be able to pay their salaries.
Yeah.
So I only had 4. The primary 4, and then we developed more. We expanded to about 20.
Mm-hmm.
We diverge, we converge, all this process. That, because I used to work in big organization. When I start something, I start by setting up departments. Okay, this is a big no-no, yeah, for all the startups out there. Because that's how I used to organize things. You have all these, all the departments. But for startup, actually, that's not the way.
So how did you transition into this new realm, right? Where it's not an MNC, it's not a big company, big organization. It's a small, lean, nimble team. Mm-hmm. And you, with 5 people, you can't have departments. So
correct.
So how did you transition over? What was that experience like for you?
we went through a process where we had to let go big chunk of the team, but we keep some of them. And then because of Certify, thank you to Certify, I had to regrow back the company. But this time around, the approach is for what we call as a flat organization.
Okay.
So this flat organization means I will have to have my foot in every work. That means I have every morning I will have a scrum with my technical team. And then I will have to deal everything in the technical side. If you are familiar with softwares, so the UI, UX, the user requirements, right? The liaising with the customer is, of course, on my shoulder. And then we have to cater the compliance department and then the marketing department. So-called department, this is like one person department. So I have to be involved in all of that. But I give all the constructive instruction, follow up and assist them because we are talking about dealing with juniors. We are talking about juniors of pretty much 20 years younger than myself. So it's a strenuous process, but it's very satisfying.
Marissa, after this, we'll talk about the product itself, how it was developed and how my startups, the pre-accelerator program from last year and Cradle, help you take this business forward. Folks, I've been speaking with Nolisa Francis Nordin. She is the CEO and founder of Certify Solutions. I'm Roshan Kanesan. You're listening to Open for Business. We'll be back in just a bit, so keep it here to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Roshan Kanesan, and this morning I'm speaking with Nolisa Francis Nordin, CEO and founder of Certify Solutions. Nolisa, you are trying to combat the, not epidemic, but the prevalence of fake certificates that are not just prevalent here in Malaysia, but across the world, by using blockchain to do so. Now, for those who aren't familiar, I'm just going to read a standard definition of blockchain and then we'll break it down from there. So blockchain is a digitally distributed, decentralized public ledger that exists across a network. So it's considered to be secure because of the decentralized nature, right? There's no one single source that you can compromise and kind of doctor documents in a way, unless you have a lot of compute power and it can change the entire network. Now, talk to us about how, could you elaborate on how Certify is using blockchain tech in your bid to combat fake certifications or certifications in general?
Okay, thank you so much. The fake certificate is at the beginning when I see the issue. I mean, like everybody saw the issue. It's something that no one can do anything about it. It's too huge. But I come to a point, this is also coincident. As an organization, we went through a lot of trainings and so on. So there's one day, we went through ISO training. And at the end of the break time, the trainer asked me, like, Lisa, you are doing software. Can you help us to do some software for us to manage the certificate? So to me, the question is too light, right? We are doing blockchain, bigger stuff. You're asking me to do a software for certificate? Come on, you know? But I keep that. But the way she described the whole process was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that's going on. So she was telling me, like, look, we are training people. You just imagine a training house, yeah? It's usually like a two-man show, three-man show. The rest of the trainers are like, you know, as and when. So they have to prepare for the training and then conduct the training and go back and then have to produce look into the papers or if there's any quizzes and so on. And then they will have to create the certificate and issue. And that's the whole thing, finished. And then the next day or the next week is another training. So this is going on and on for many years. And what happened is that along the way, people will call up, Puan, can I have my certificate? I'm going for blah, blah, blah. And this Puan, unfortunately, don't remember where the certificate is, trying to pull out the Excel file, some computer, some server, sometimes like 5 years ago. So out of guilt, right, they conveniently reissue the certificate. So is where I see the loophole. You are talking about critical certificate like ISO and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I believe this is not one story. and I have verified this. Everybody else like, oh yeah, we can't remember everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. So this is also the reason why verifying certificate takes a long time, because you couldn't find the certificate.
It's a database issue, a human issue, really.
Yes. So
information system issue, really.
Correct. So this is where it triggers me. Hey, look, if that is the case, no wonder there's a lot of fake certificate, because there is opportunity. There's a loophole and convenient, and there goes the dignity, integrity, whatnot. So, and having said that, the only way to ease this problem is by taking away the heavy lifting of managing the certificate at the producer side.
Yeah.
So that's why we have what we call as Certify comprises of three solutions.
Mm-hmm.
One, what we call as Certify Manager for the trainer, for the producers. That could also that also includes the universities, government institution, and also enterprises. So this alone in Malaysia, we are talking about over 10 million market. I'm not talking million in ringgit, but million in entity. So every entity will produce so much. So there's a market there, definitely. But how are you going to enter the market? You have to really have the full story of full offering for the full ecosystem. And the next thing is about the verification. Process of verification is so tedious. If you are a HR, today you want to interview for one position, you have five candidates. One candidate bring three certificates, just three, right? That's so hard already for you to verify.
Wow.
Chances is you take the leap of faith. Okay lah, just take in. Okay, this looks so real. You know, the rest of it we'll deal later. But this is actually a long-term risk that you are talking about. So since that loophole is already there, that's why fake certificate industry, is blooming, and people are no longer shy about it. Some of them are even talking openly about it. You know, that is so sick. So this is where we have Certified Viewer. Certified Viewer is already...
So this is the second prong. So the Certified Manager?
Certified Manager is for the for producer. The,
mm-hmm.
Certified Viewer is for the verifier. It can be the employers.
So HR people.
Yes.
That sort of
and
thing.
Even if you were to tender, if you you want to submit tender to government, you have to submit all the certificates
so certifications,
of
things like that.
Yeah, of the members of that particular project.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is no joke. So what if there are like fake certificate just for the sake of getting the tender? We are talking about billions, right? So it's not small. People sometimes so confined because their exposure is just like hiring. No, it's bigger than that. Bigger tenders, people's inside the tender, producing, showing their certificates, and what do you call this? Pursuing studies and so on. There's so many.
Yeah.
So for that, we are giving Certified Viewer for free. I've heard from some universities for higher level verification, they actually pay up to 200 ringgit per certificate just to get the verification.
Wow.
See, so we are giving it for free. And not only free, you get to verify in half a second. I'm not talking about half a minute, half a second. In a blink, you just get, oh, okay, I know this one. But the key here is to put all the certs on chain.
Correct. So that's the key hurdle here, right, or the bottleneck. You need the certs in your on your chain, essentially.
Exactly. It's not on my chain.
Yeah.
It's a public chain.
Correct.
Which we have all the nodes across the globe. And the more nodes you have, the more stronger the chain is, like you mentioned, unless you have so much compute power to overcome those, in which pretty much impossible because it's anonymous. It's too much work to begin with. So far, no attempt. Unless you are talking about bitcoins, right? But this is where the value of Certify, why it has to be on blockchain, because if cert are not on blockchain, not synchronized throughout the world, and then you are working in silos. People can just do anything.
Yeah, and the thing with, so when you put it all on the chain and you've got, and it's anonymous, right? So now your job is also to make sure that you've got the ability to identify and match people to those on-chain certifications, correct?
Okay. Put it this way. I'm just going to describe how it works.
So please.
From the producer side of the certificate, they will put the cert on-chain. And this is on the Certified Manager platform. And then the next thing, we have this unique key. Essentially, for Malaysians, it's IC, right? And for each individual, they will have their wallet.
Okay.
So this wallet has nothing to do with any money. This is talking about, if you can remember those days when we have our clear folder.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is a representation of it. So you have all the certificates.
A folio of our certificates.
Correct. So that wallet tells the story of you.
Mm.
And so all the certs coming from the producer direct. It's not that you uploading it. And it's all already blockchained.
Mm-hmm.
It's already authentic. So you have your ready cert at one place, well managed. You can secure any opportunity that come across right away. And verification, no need anymore, right? And if you need to reproduce, you don't have to call the university to reproduce. And if you lose your phone, it's fine because it's not inside your phone.
Correct. It's
right?
On-chain.
On-chain. And if you say that, hey, I keep it in my Google Drive. Look, you can lose your Google Drive, remember? This is on-chain. So that's where we come in a full suite. That's why it's important to have it blockchain. And the data is encrypted at the same time. It's non-readable data when it goes to the blockchain. So there's no worry about it being, you know, hacked. And so people cannot sabotage your certificate. Mm. One can sabotage the certificate by, you know, doing something to the centralized database, but not on blockchain.
Nolisa, we've got to go into the news bulletin. When we come back, we'll talk about the business side of things.
Sure.
And where you see growth coming from Certified Solutions.
Okay.
Folks, I've been speaking with Nolisa Francis Nordin, the CEO and founder of Certified Solutions. I'm Roshan Kennison. We're going into the news bulletin right now, but after that, we'll be back here on Open for Business. So keep it here to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Roshan Kennison, and this morning I'm speaking with Nolisa Francis Nordin, CEO and founder of Certified Solutions. Certified Solutions is using blockchain technology to fight fake certificates. Nolisa, we've talked about your early days, how you got into starting Certify, how you took a master's for fun back in 2015, which led you to eventually an IT company in 2018 and eventually IntelliWare in 2021. Today, you're running Certify Solutions focused on combating fake certifications. And the product is ready for market. You've got three prongs here, as we talked about earlier. You've got Certify Manager, you got Certified Viewer and Certified Wallet, each for different use cases. What's the go-to-market strategy? You've been around now for the last year formally as Certified. What has been the go-to-market strategy, and what are you going to be doing ahead?
Thank you again. All right. The go-to-market strategy, I think for any new technology, you have to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be direct sale. So our conversion rate was super low at the beginning. That is expected, really, because every time I do pitching, you get this challenge by the panel, by the investors.
Yeah.
But that actually gives us the mental preparation that this is going to be low conversion rate. True enough, it is. So we do direct approach and at somewhere around 2%. The good news is, upon getting the funding from Cradle and we are able to develop it, we develop it very fast because we already developed the earlier versions. We just need to improvise it. So it went out a soft launch May with minimal features, but we still entered the market. We managed to ramp up by direct selling. Yeah, we managed to ramp up the growth by 400%.
Wow.
By the end of December, at a revenue somewhere around six digits, and Our humble, what do you call this, aim was only within Malaysia. But we went ahead of time. Thank you to Cradle and Digital Penang, which has helped us a lot. We penetrated Indonesian market as well as Singapore market late last year. So within the first 6 months, we are already expanding our territory to outside of Malaysia. And moving forward, we are going to Japan, hopefully next month.
Wow.
Okay, and we have our leads. And well, definitely our approach is going to be the same thing, the same expectation, and perhaps even lower conversion rate. But my point is, we went through the process in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. We know how is it going to be in Japan. But right now, the approach is, the channel that we are going through is direct. You can see me all over the place. People were like telling me, Lisa, you're teleport, is it? So, but as we go along and meeting people, right now in Malaysia, there are already people who are offering themselves to become, they are actually our customer, our happy customer, who wants to become our affiliate. So affiliate will be our second channel. Digital marketing, I mean digital sales, will be a third one. But again, for the first, is definitely myself going out.
Yeah.
And then affiliates, the happy customers become our affiliates. And with all this trust coming in, we will definitely be collaborating with bigger partners, because it's not easy to just ask people to become your partner. You have to first demonstrate your success story and what are your attractions and so. So this is, it has to be done through the hard work first.
Yeah, and you were the getting people on board. So this is very much like a B2B sales cycle kind of journey, right? Because you're selling to institutions, to organizations. So it's a lot of a long sales cycle with a lower conversion rate. But when it does come through, it's much a much bigger value or bigger ticket item. And for you, because Viewer is free, and it really depends on certified manager where you are bringing in the producers of certifications, correct? That's going to be the main channel for you in terms of how you get certified into the mainstream, getting producers of certificates on your platform.
Correct. So the producers is a B2B, and the producers are the key ones. And then we go to the another stakeholder. That will be the people who needs the certificate to be verified. And these are not only limited to employers. It will be bigger entity, example, the agencies that needs to verify tons of certificates, and they do not have, they have all the constraint of time, money, and so. How do we do this fast? So this is where we give in and come in to offer our services by immediately giving them the API of our Certify wallet. Then they get to use all the certs on chain. So they don't have to go through the hassle of verifying manually one by one or so. So it's B2B, but we have to be a little bit more creative on how we're going to expand the business. And we are also getting a few other inputs on how we can monetize. It's always a journey when you present and you get feedbacks. So to me, every time I talk to people, I get more ideas beyond my original plan. So that's how we do the business right now. We keep expanding.
So there's the push factor where you go to the producer side of certifications and encourage them to take up your offering, but also on the viewer where people need to verify. And if you go to bigger organizations, there could be a pull factor that pulls people towards your product. So when the, let's say, the verifier wants to use your service, but their certificates are not, you know, the producer of the certificates that they're verifying is not using your solution. How does that work?
That is a process. So that is where we really have to work hard, because at the producer side, we identified many kinds of producers. There are like minimalists where they do not have anything yet. So this is where we're going to allow them or encourage them to use Certify Manager. But there are sophisticated producers that already have their sophisticated system. So let it be, right? Or even some of the producers already have blockchain. So how we are going to work is they are going to utilize our APIs. So the benefit of them linking to the API is that your data will be in the chain, not in my custody, but on the public chain, and it's verifiable. With that, you get to enjoy the Certify Viewer and the Certify Wallet. And how to further entice the producers to be on board is that we give them the opportunity of profit, because Certify Wallet is actually payable.
Okay.
And that one is on subscription basis. So instead of me doing B2C directly to the users, it's better advocated by the producers themselves. With that, we do a profit sharing scheme. So these are all our strategies to accelerate the whole adoption.
Wallet is marketed by the
producers.
By the producers themselves.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the business model here. Is there a subscription? It sounds like there's a subscription business to this as well. But, you know, is there a one-time payment when you first set up? Those kind of things.
Yeah. And we are talking about a very generic certify just now, but we have several level of certify. So the generic one has a like one time setup fee, just one time, one lifetime, so that we can assign to you the credentials, the login password, whatnot. Then you can immediately use it. But some of them, right now we have about 8 customers that are using Certify Custom. Certify Custom gives a better processing whereby they can upload their empty templates, and then in one go they can generate batches of certificates. And they have a verifier as well as the maker and also the checker. And the process is very well controlled. But and then we have a further elaboration of Certify in other use cases, like for halal, for carbon footprint.
So it's not just about professional and talent management.
It's not only just for people.
It's about business as well, industrial application here.
Yes, industrial application.
So halal certifications, machinery.
Yeah.
Is that what you see that's going to drive growth this year, or is growth this year going to be still on focusing on customer acquisition?
It depends from region to region. For instance, if we are talking about Japan, they have lesser concern of fake certificate for the culture that they have. But we are talking not only for fake certificate here. We are talking about three primary items that we are addressing. Authentic being one. Time. We want things fast. So this is a gap that not many people are seeing. So, and then another thing, people want cheap. Everything. You see, people want everything. They want it. They want it original. They want it fast. They want it cheap. So we give all. So it depends on the region and the culture and the problem. So if it is like a place that has lesser concern of authenticity, we are addressing time. As you know, those that we are, our solution only takes half a second to verify. And for audit processes, for example, for machineries, you don't have to get some PIC of that machine to come together with the auditor to ensure. The machine can talk by itself. The machine has its own wallet. The machine has all the history. And at the same time, prior to the audit, the management side or whatever offices they are over there, they can see at the dashboard which one that has potential of non-compliance. So they can mitigate the issue earlier. So this saves a lot of time, effort, resources, you know. And cheap is, of course, the moment you save the thing back ahead of time, you can skip or escape from going through so much of non-compliance, 8D reports. So this is where all the angles that I'm looking at. I'm an engineer before. So I know all these problems inside out.
Earlier you mentioned you're on the six figure level now in terms of revenue. You're looking at growing, of course, given how early you are as well. Do you have an idea of what kind of revenue growth you're expecting this year in 2024?
Okay, we at the early six figure. We are looking for 2024 somewhere middle-ish. That will be like fivefolds. If you are not lucky to 10, it will be somewhere around fivefolds. We are going to do a mass penetration to the market in parallel, Malaysia and outside of Malaysia.
Are you going to be raising funds to power all this growth that you're planning for?
Thank you so much. Funds is always the key because right now the demand is so high. You just imagine our developer has to do in parallel 8 development.
Wow.
So, and that is 8 development of Certify Custom. And then another other request for specific ones like asset and so on. They are already now combining asset with certificates and everything to be tractable, and then with the reports as well. So customers will come with, you know, any request under the sky. so we are shortage of people. So the funds, we are raising our ECF. We are already at the final stage. We are going for pre-live, hopefully next month or so. And we are going to raise under ECF platform, Pitch In.
Can you tell us how much you're looking to raise from this ECF round?
All right. For this first round, we are not diluting so much of our equity.
Okay.
We are looking some specifically 1 million. And primarily, it will be for the purpose of penetrating the market.
All right. So for growth this year.
For growth, 100%.
And, you know, you got some funding from Cradle as well. And I understand that you've also won competitions to help fund the business so far over the last few years, last year in primary. Can you tell us how much funding has been raised so far as you built this business?
Let me try to recall. There are a lot of funds coming in, big and small. All right. First of all, I mentioned, Cradle is a godsend. Mm. I don't know what else to say. Without Cradle, we are not even talking today. So Cradle gave us our Catalyst Fund, CIP Spark, which we have completed nicely, 31st of March. So from that fund, in between, we do won a few competitions, mm-hmm. like Shell Life Wire. We won several stages, and then we do get money out of that as well. And then we also grabbed the attention of our angel investor, mm-hmm. through one of the Cradle My Startup program along the way. So that's another fund that came in, mm-hmm. to help us. So we get to breathe lah, from stage to stage. And then... we are also given blessed by Digital Penang, which gives us not only funding. Sometimes, mm-hmm. funding alone, if you don't know how to manage it, it will not give you that much of mileage.
Yeah.
But they also handhold us in a sense that they really bring us out of the country, open our mind. Otherwise, we are just one scared startup. So this funding coming also from Digital Penang. And moving forward, there will be sandboxes, fundings.
Yeah. So roughly, are we talking above seven figures, below seven figures in terms of funding?
Still below seven figures. So
this will be your biggest funding round yet.
This is going to be a seven-figure funding round.
Nerdisa, as we come to the close of this conversation, tell us a little bit about your long-term ambitions for Certify.
Long-term ambition for Certify is definitely, at least I want to see Certify really contribute to the nation as well as to the humankind. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's not about the technology, it's not even about money. It's about how we change the landscape and bring back our integrity, dignity especially. Integrity is just a practice, but dignity is something inside you that we are losing it bit by bit. Mm-hmm. So please come back. And then but right now, talk only will not do anything. You have to do something. So my approach with Certify and my vision with Certify is to see it really contributes and change the landscape, in a sense that through system we pushed and smaller the fake certificate cycle and hamper the their industry, right? We do not want
the dark shadow.
Yeah, we do not want that to grow any further. So I hope with that, it gives more opportunity to more people, the authentic people, to be in the market, the real player. Then comes all the, what do you call this, better performer in the market as well as in the governance side.
Nerdisa, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We'll maybe catch up next year to see how things have gone.
Thank you.
Folks, I've been speaking with Nerdisa Frances Nordin, CEO and founder of Certify Solutions. And if you missed any part of this conversation, then you definitely want to catch it on the BFM app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Open for Business. I'm Roshan Kanasan. You've been listening to Open for Business. Keep it here to BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM
89.9. You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.